Now let me get to this basketball stuff with Bam Adebayo. I like Bam. Three-time All-Star, Olympic gold medalist, a really, really good basketball player. Had a great, great moment last night. And nobody should be impugning his name or his integrity on this particular day. 83 points is 83 points, no matter how you get it. 83 points is 83 points. And I want to give mad respect to Bam Adebayo for achieving what he achieved. It was tremendous. But, Sean, I want to know if we have sound from Kevin Durant, if we have sound from Ime Udoka, if we have sound from those cats with regards to their feelings about Bam Adebayo and the 83 points that he dropped on the Washington Wizards last night. I want to get a couple of things out of the way initially to make sure that we're all on the same page. Number one, I don't give a damn what you want to say about this performance. There's only two other people in the history of basketball that scored 80 points in a game, 80 plus points in a game. One was Wilt Chamberlain, who scored 100 when nobody was watching other than the spectators in attendance in 1962. The other was Kobe Bean Bryant, who put on a show at the then Staples Center back in 2006 with Sam Mitchell of the Toronto Raptors coaching against him, a coach of the year, a recipient coaching against him. And Sam Mitchell said, we tried every damn thing. Nothing worked. We doubled him. He's pump faking, triple faking four times before putting up shots. He said, we put everybody on him. We zoned him. We did everything but kidnap him. We couldn't stop him. And you needed every bit of Kobe's 46 shots, 28 of which he made, and 81 points in order to beat the Toronto Raptors that night. So it happened in the heat of battle, within the flow of the game. Love Bam Adebayo. Appreciate his efforts. He'll go down in history as he should be. It was a great, great moment for the Heat franchise and all of that other stuff. But we can't say the same about him. Can't say the same. I can give him credit where it's due. You had 31 points in the first quarter. You had 43 points at halftime. You had 60 at the end of three. You had 70 with 9 minutes and 5 seconds left in regulation. But Ime Udoka, listen to what the head coach for the Houston Rockets had to say when informed that Bam Adebayo had just dropped 83 points, the second most points by a player in a single game in NBA history. Listen to what the head coach for the Houston Rockets, former head coach for the Boston Celtics, had to say about that.
First thing you think is how, you know, because of, not because of him, but because of the way he plays, you know, and I saw only made 6 threes, but 40 free throws or something like that. Tells the story right there. And the Washington Wizards.
See, that last part is important to bring up. It's the Washington Wizards. Ladies and gentlemen, they are an atrocity. They are god-awful. They make it easy for us to stomach politics coming out of Washington. Because they're worse. They're horrible. And you know what makes it even worse and what makes it appropriate for me to say what I just said about the Washington Wizards? They actually looked like they were helping Bam Adebayo capture the record. They were extending the game. Why would you file Bam Adebayo late in the game like that? Why would you do that? What would you do that for? Why would you just sit up there and try to force him to miss a shot? What would you file him for? Okay? The Washington Wizards will live in infamy for this because they're that awful. And Ime Udoka was right to bring it up. Now, this is an opponent from another team sitting up there saying, it's the Wizards. That basically tells you to the citizens of D.C., no wonder you ain't a damn state. You're the District of Columbia. I think about the late, great Jesse Jackson, God rest his soul. Remember the phrase he would use? No taxation without representation. You don't even have a representative. I wonder why. Because the Wizards are there. One could easily argue on this particular morning. Because the Wizards are there. That's why. We've seen a lot of things taking place in the nation's capital. A lot of things that make us want to puke. This was one of them. Just no defense whatsoever. Just horrible. Okay? So that's bad enough. But Coach Eric Spoelstra, a future Hall of Famer, an Olympic gold medalist as an assistant coach who will be coaching Team USA in 2028, who's a great coach. He didn't look that great last night trying to facilitate Bam Adebayo getting the record. Challenging calls, losing challenges, having his team foul dudes buying all in just to extend the game because they recognized that history was in the making and you wanted to, you know, do all of this. Nah, that ain't how Kobe did it. That ain't how Kobe did it. Now, keep in mind, I love Bam Adebayo. And oh, by the way, major props to him for having Asia Wilson right next to him on the podium after the game. You could do worse, my brother. You could do worse. I mean, the GOAT in women's basketball sitting right next to you as your lady, congratulating and celebrating with you and being in attendance for that game. That's a beautiful moment for Bam Adebayo. He deserves it. And perhaps now he'll get more aggressive offensively and really showcase his skills because he's got those kind of skills. But at the end of the day, to be up 25 points, to clearly chasing numbers, that's not how Kobe did it. And to be honest with you, when we compare it, it has to be three on the list. Wilt Chamberlain doesn't even get the nod ahead of Kobe, even though he dropped 100, because nobody saw it other than the spectators in attendance. And he was a foot taller than everybody he went up against. In the 60s, he might have been the only 7-footer on the planet outside of him and Kareem and George Mikan. It wasn't putting stuff in the food then making you grow. So, I mean, that's why we got to look at it. Whereas Kobe, we saw that live and in living color. 2006, cameras rolling, and this brother was doing it all. So Kobe goes down as the greatest single-game performance we have ever witnessed. Wilt Chamberlain's got to be number two because 100's 100, and Bam Adebayo's got to be three. But the bottom line is he did it. And give credit where credit is due. Much respect and love to Bam Adebayo. It ain't his fault. Ain't his fault that he was going up against the Wizards. Ain't his fault that it happened the way it happened. But 46 shots, 43 free throws, 7 for 22 from three-point range. Look, he deserves credit for it. I ain't taking anything away from him. I'm just saying we got to keep it a buck and be real about it and understand that there's levels to these kind of performances in terms of measurements. But Kevin Durant is right. We'll be talking about it throughout history. We'll never forget it. It'll be in annals.